Chapter 2. Say hello to the real you on finding and expressing your voice. I once forgot. I let life decide. I didn't know what was me because I was trying to be everything. And all I'd seen was a lie. I once forgot. Kiki Palmer. Back when I had just turned 10 years old, my parents had made that crucial decision, the one that would have a lasting impact on my entire family's future. My mom and dad decided to move our family from Illinois to California so I could have a better shot at following my dream of being an entertainer. After my small but significant role in the film Barbershop 2, the producers of the movie encouraged my mom to head west to try my luck in Hollywood. I was so excited by what the future had in store for me that I never gave much thought to the life we were leaving all behind. None of us did. In our Illinois hometown, my mom had been working as a teacher for mentally disabled children, and my father was working in a polyurethane company where he made plastics and yellow jackets. Only a year and a half before we left Robbins, Illinois, we'd moved into a new home, and my dad was so proud. To understand why this was a big deal, you have to understand how segregated Illinois is. Or at least it was when I grew up. My dad went to school for communications, but when he was first hired, they put him to work in the factory. He had finally worked his way up into the front office, a goal he had had the whole time. After 7 years, he had gotten the big promotion he wanted at his job, and that enabled him to own our first home. Up to that point, we had been in Section 8 housing, living in one of Mr. Williams' houses in Robbins. Mr. Williams was the grandpa of the neighborhood, but he and my grandma were enemies because apparently, when he rebuilt his home, she said he took over half her driveway and she could never get over it. Hashtag Petty. But the real gag is, when my mom was a kid, he put rat poison on their property without telling my grandma, and my mom's cousin ended up eating it. So ever since then, they never got along. When he would try to say hello in the morning, she would give him that look that Ice Cube's mom gave that lady on Friday. Now, we had a nice home in a good neighborhood and a house that was under my father's name.